This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
So my name is Giancy Alcantara. I am a second year student at Guttman Community College, currently studying human services. From my government and politics class, I will be doing a video recording about protests and the pandemic that is currently taking place. Today is February 10th, 2021. The person I will be interviewing is my cousin Luna Ruiz. Before she introduces herself, I will first like to ask, do you give me permission to record and distribute this oral history?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
So my name is Luna. I'm born and raised in Harlem, New York. I'm 22 years old and I'm a Latina.
Okay, so let's start with the questions. The first question I have is, are the people in your household currently working?
Well, I live with my grandmother and my cousin. My grandmother hasn't been working for a couple years because she gets Social Security. But my cousin got a job during the pandemic, but unfortunately could not continue working because she had gotten the virus and she was pretty much like let go.
And yourself?
No, I'm not working. I graduated from college during the pandemic back in May. So yeah, looking for work now.
Okay. So what did you learn about yourself or family since the beginning of this crisis?
I think what I've learned, not only just because of the pandemic, but because I finished school and I actually had time to myself, was that, you know, there may be some things that I'm dealing with that I didn't know about, like things about myself. Like, let's think. For example, I guess my life has always been based on my schoolwork and being busy. So not being busy has made me realize that, wow, like I've been struggling with things such as my identity and other things, honestly.
Okay. Have you or anyone else in your family got sick due to coronavirus?
Yeah, so both my grandmother and my cousin. Thankfully, I wasn't here when they had contracted the virus because I usually help my mother babysit my younger siblings. So when she had gotten sick, I was in my mom's house. I had gotten tested just to make sure that I didn't contract the virus, and I turned out negative, thankfully. So I just quarantined there.
Okay, that's good. What has been the hardest part of this pandemic for you, or how has this pandemic affected you personally?
The hardest part?
Yes.
Well, just going back to all the things that I had to struggle with, you know, graduating from college during the pandemic, so it didn't feel like a actual closed door. It just felt like something I had to just get over. And, you know, finding a job during the pandemic, also having a lot of free time, like I said. My identity is something that I've definitely been struggling with a lot.
Okay, what do you think the nation and the world should learn from this pandemic?
Well, I think there's a lot of things you should learn from the pandemic. I think a lot of people have, specifically, I think a lot of people have been so dependent on others to make them happy that now that when they're alone, they realize that they were never truly happy people. They just always distracted themselves. And I think mental health has become a very important topic specifically during this pandemic, and is a reason why a lot of people aren't quarantining, because they cannot seem to hang out with themselves, so they become very selfish and they go out rather than getting the help that they need. But then again, our government is not quite great with getting people, even with insurance, a medical attention, mental health, you know, like therapy and counseling and stuff.
Talking about the government, would you like to explain to me why these anti-racist protests erupted, and what do you think led to these people attempting to violate and overthrow the government?
Well, these things have always been happening. I remember being in high school, in middle school, and elementary school.
But do you feel like it ever, like, occurred the way it did?
No, I think the only difference is now more people are paying attention because they're forced to be paying attention. They're not as distracted as they were with work, with even though people are still working, but it's a time when people are paying a lot more attention to news, to social media, because first of all, people aren't hanging out with each other, so they need some form of entertainment, right? So they go to these outlets to get some form of information. And also, people are keeping up with the coronavirus, so they're looking at these same news outlets, these same social media platforms, and newspaper online and stuff. So I think it's just become more apparent to people who haven't seen it, but these are things that have been happening all along. And what led to them, obviously, is racial injustice. Like, for example, what happened to George Floyd, what happened to Breonna Taylor. Those were some people's first introduction to race, but it's been happening for years, for probably centuries.
Okay. What do you feel was the difference between the Black Lives Matter protests and the Trump supporters protesting? Do you feel like there was a difference in the way the police handled the situation?
No, absolutely. I think that the peaceful protesters were attacked a lot more physically and emotionally in the media, and Trump supporters were just kind of empathized with a lot more. But I think, again, that goes back to just race in this country and how pervasive it is across country, our states specifically, so not surprised at all.
Alright, what do you feel would have happened if Trump ran for president again? Would there have been a difference, or do you think things would have remained the same?
But he did run for president.
I mean, like, again, for another 4 years.
In another 4 years we were to?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Well, I think it would be similar to what happened now. And I think he'll get even less supporters, because I think people have forgotten what it is to have I think people didn't realize the importance of our government. I think they knew it was important, but I don't think they knew how important it was. Like, now a lot of us are literally locked in our houses because our president ignored early,
like, signs, right?
Signs of the pandemic. So I think and you know, seeing someone like the current president that we have, and not to say that he's a great president, but I think it has definitely...
He could have handled things differently, right?
Yeah, well, Trump could have handled things differently. I'm talking about the president we have now. Like, he's signing things back into order. He's putting things back into order. We didn't realize how important those things was and how it affects us. So...
Okay, the final question I have for you is, do you have any stories you are willing to share about encounters you had with racism or the police?
Right. Well, like I said, I've been dealing a lot with my identity and having conversations with others, specifically, like, definitely with my mother. But just thinking about my involvement with the Black Lives Matter movement and how that is affected by my identity. So I'm someone who identifies as an Afro-Latina because of just where I come from, what I grew up as, also my mother being dark-skinned. Like, that was a conversation that we definitely have. And me being light-skinned, so it definitely created this sort of confusion in my mind, also in her mind, and something that I called her up the other day, like, at 3 a.m, saying, like, yo, like, am I black? Like, oh, shit, like, what is going on? Like, I don't even know. Because I always identified as black. Like, I was like, oh, I'm black, it is what it is. But I definitely, there were times where I questioned whether or not I was accepted as someone who was black. So that has definitely been, and I don't really like to talk about it right now because it just opens up a jar that I just try to put in the shelf.
That's fine.
But it's crazy.
With your mom being a darker complexion.
Yeah, but always as a kid, always being asked if I was adopted, always being asked.
Because you were always lighter, right?
Yeah, I was light and my mom was dark. Or even the people who know, who would believe that she's my mother. It's like, oh, you're the white version of her. It was always like this confusion.
Yeah.
And my separation from her. So it always, and that's my sort of pathway that I know of to blackness. So that's always been confusing to me to whether or not I truly am of her or not, which is weird because she's my mother, right?
Hello. All right. Well, that's the end of this interview. Thank you for your participation and for answering all the questions I've had.
Thank you.